Nolte, whites excluded, illegal aliens qualify for Oakland's $500 month payout program. By John Nolte on March 26, 2021. Oakland, California, Mayor Libeshoff, D., announced a program that offers poor minority families $500 a month. Poor white families are excluded for the sin of being white. However, illegal aliens qualify. Per the Daily Mail, an estimated 10,000 of Oakland's 435,000 population are white residents who live in poverty, but they will receive nothing, and only because they are white. Here is how you qualify for Oakland's No Questions Asked $500 a month. You must have at least one child. Your income must be at or below 50% of Oakland's median income. You must not be white. The excuse for excluding whitey, per the far-left Associated Press, is that white households in Oakland on average make about 3 times as much annually than black households. Yeah, but, 10,000 white households do not. Okay, but they are still white. Duh. The good news, if you're a total lunatic, is that while poor whites are excluded based only on the fact they are white, illegal aliens do qualify for the $500 per month. Per Yahoo, the $500 is not taxable and undocumented and/or unsheltered individuals also qualify. Let me run that Yahoo sentence through the Orwellian translator. Illegal aliens and the homeless also qualify. But do white illegal aliens and white homeless people qualify? Oh, and how do you prove you qualify? Is a racist ID required? Do Asians qualify as people of color? Or is this one more hate crime against them, just like all the other hate crimes against Asians that happen exclusively in Democrat-run cities? What about a white person who is both homeless and an illegal alien? Would this person qualify? The city is going to try and get away with this blatant racism by claiming the fund being used for the $500 payouts is a private fund. We'll see if that flies, not only with the people but with the Supreme Court. Oakland is a shithole city and one that has been run exclusively by Democrats for some 50 years. If there's a racism problem in Oakland, if there's a systemic racism problem in Oakland, let's try to remember who's been in charge of that system for a half century. The Daily Mail reports Oakland's homeless population rose by nearly 50% between 2017 and 2019. Well, with Democrats in charge for a half century, whose fault is that? Out here in Magaland, in rural America, we don't have a homeless crisis. Oakland closed 2020 with its highest murder rate in 8 years, 102 people killed. Well, whose fault is that? Out here in Trumpland, we don't have a gun violence problem, even though we all own guns. Last year, Oakland was named one of the most dangerous cities in America? Well, whose fault is that? Out here in rural America, all of us Trump-tards live in peace and brotherhood. No racial tensions. No riots. No mass shootings. There's just no question that one of the primary motives behind excluding whites from this $500 a month is to deliberately gin up racial hate and racial division and racial tensions, which is something else that is almost exclusive to Democrat-run cities. Between the violence, the shitty schools, the deliberate gunning up of racial tensions, not to mention all the rioting led by the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter, these Democrat-run cities are deliberately tearing themselves apart. No sympathy here. You get what you vote for, and the idiots of Oakland obviously enjoy racism and murder and poverty and chronic homelessness. They do keep voting for it. No skin off my nose. Life remains peaceful, clean, safe, colorblind, and serene in Maga Country. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.